بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on saying farewell, somebody is leaving, and his advice when he departs on a journey, etc., and supplicating for him and asking him to supplicate. In other words, making dua for him and asking the person that is going on journey that you also make dua for us. So one is the person is leaving, at that time his advice when he's departing on a journey, and people bidding him farewell, wishing him, making dua for him, sending him off in a nice, respectable manner. So these are from amongst the etiquettes of a person that is leaving on journey. Today's hadith, an ibn Umar, an Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, qal, ista'zantu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil umrati, fa'adhina wa qala la tansana ya ukhayya min dua'ik, فقال كلمة ما يسرني أن لي بها الدنيا وفي رواية أشركنا يا أخي في دعائك رواه أبو داود والترمذي. Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu narrates that I sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to perform Umrah. So the first thing we see here is that Umrah is something that is meritorious, Umrah is something that is virtuous. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to take permission to go for Umrah, to ask him for ijazat before he can go for Umrah. So here we learn that when you got a senior, you got an elder, somebody that you have make mashura with, or a person has got his parents that is alive, now he doesn't just go one shot overseas and he's gone for Umrah, he takes permission. That may I go, have I got your permission, have you got ijazat? This is from the simple etiquette. That a person is going somewhere, how often you find parents don't even know that their children are gone overseas. Later on they get the news that this person is here. Or sometimes something even happens to the person, the parents are shocked. People who are so close to the child doesn't even know. So this is from amongst the etiquettes, that a person is going, he's going on safar, he's going on travel somewhere. He must take permission from his parents that I wish to go. That do I have your dua, do I have your permission? So this is even from amongst the etiquettes of doing good deeds also, as a person is taking ijazah, taking permission, he's going for a umrah trip. So here has Umar radiallahu anhu, he came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permission. So look at the beautiful style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted him permission, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these words, لا تنسنا يا أخي من دعائك, that do not forget us in your du'as. Oh my young brother, ya ukhayya, oh my young brother, don't forget us in your du'as. Now, who's asking for du'a? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking for du'a. He's asking Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu for du'a. Now look how happy this made Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, because of the humility and the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how happy that this made Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him as, oh my young brother, with words of love and respect. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu in return, he said that this phrase of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pleased me to such an extent that I would not exchange it for the entire world. I won't exchange it for the entire world, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said this to me, that, oh my young brother, do not forget us in your du'as. That this thing touched me so much, the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the whole world was offered to me by someone in order that they could get their du'a from Rasulullah, I won't give it. That pleased me so much, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another narration it has it, that, oh my brother, include us in your du'as. In other words, the words have been stated slightly different. Ashrikna ya ukhayya fi du'ai, oh my young brother, that include us in your du'as. And here another lesson we learn, is because the words change slightly. The first word, in the first narration it was, la tansana ya ukhayya, they don't forget us. And the next one was, Ashrikna ya ukhayya, that make us a partner in your du'as, include us in your du'as. Slight wordings have been changed, but look how the muhaddithin, they even preserved the slight change of narration, even in the wordings. So today when we're listening to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll come to know the two different wordings also. So meticulously preserved the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore Allah ta'ala mentions, Inna نَحْنُ إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Verily, we have sent down the Qur'an Sharif and we shall preserve it. In preserving the Qur'an, is also the preservation of the hadith, because the hadith is the key to the Quran Sharif. To understanding the Quran Sharif, we need the Hadith to see how meticulously every word was protected. In our mind, we may think that's so simple. There's just one or two words that have been changed in the narration. But even that change also has been preserved. Some lessons ulama have taken out from this Hadith for us. This Hadith illustrates the tremendous humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite his status, the status of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he still sought the du'as of his Sahaba. How nice he interacted with his Sahaba, that he took their du'as despite his status. The fact that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu sought permission before proceeding for even an act of worship teaches us that juniors should always seek the advice and permission from their seniors, even when engaging in optional good actions. The next point we learn is that this hadith points out to the virtue of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that he was from amongst those whose du'as were really accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallam asking him to make du'a, the sign that the du'as of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one other point we learn from here is one should not only make du'a for oneself, but also for the family, friends and others. So one of the points we said is that the person that is going, he should seek du'as, or people should make du'a for him, and they should ask him also that you make du'a for us. Here Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is going, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him to make du'a for himself. So therefore it shows us that we should even ask the person that is going, that please remember us in your du'as, as we explained, that the person that is going out on travel is the musafir. The musafir's du'as are answered. So therefore we should request the person that is going out to remember us in his du'as. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.